Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh my God, Ross, total head back.
Carol Ann from Lusk and Drunk Tony have broken up. And according to Surika, it was Carol Ann who did the actual deed. So what happened, I go, instantly feeling sorry for him?
It turns out he's possibly an alcoholic, Surika goes.
I'm there, his nickname is Drunk Tony, Surika.
I just thought it was because he liked, I don't know, drinking all the time.
Yeah, no, that'd be one of the telltale signs of alcoholism, all right. Carol Ann and Tony are friends of ours, but not as in, like, friends' friends. They're basically a couple we met one year in Portugal and ended up hanging around with them. And then when Carol Ann suggested staying in touch, Surika, having clearly learned nothing from my MO over the years, gave her our real address and phone number. So we'd meet up with them, like, once or twice a year. I'd always dread it, but then end up having a great time, although that was mainly down to Tony. He's one of those dudes who's like genuinely interested in you, and he gives out little compliments that make you feel absolutely amazing about yourself. Just as an example, he asked me once if my calves were natural, or if I'd had implants, and I was like literally walking on air for days afterwards. Then another time he told me that someone with my knowledge of rugby should have his own podcast, and I genuinely thought about starting one before I decided that it was too much work and I couldn't be fucking bothered.
Carol Ann wants to meet up for a drink, Surika goes, tomorrow.
And I laugh. I'm there, she's doing the ring around to claim ownership of the friends, is she? It's going to be a hard sell for the girl. I mean, Tony's the fun one.
He always makes me feel so amazing about myself.
He has a genuine gift for it, Surika, whereas she's as dry as Easter week in Knock.
She wants me to go out to her. She says she's always wanted me to see Lusk.
See Lusk? Jesus Christ.
I'm obviously trying to think of a way out of it.
Hey, I did warn you not to give them your actual number, Surika. This is why I always leave off a digit or two.
That's what you did to me when I met you.
Well, you are persistent, in fairness to you.
Ross, what am I going to do? I'm not being a bitch, but oh my God, Lusk!
You could tell her that you've got, well, you know.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about symptoms, Surika.
Oh my God. Are you actually suggesting that I pretend to have COVID?
Not COVID. I said symptoms. Just say you've got a headache and a runny nose and you don't want to take the risk because you've, you know, still haven't had your second jab yet.
I couldn't do that.
Honor walks into the kitchen then and catches the tail end of the conversation.
Oh my God, she goes. Everyone does it, Mom.
Surika goes, but I'd feel too guilty. I'm like, yeah, no, your conscience is something you can switch on and off, you know.
Ross, I was a founding member of the Madeline Sophie Barrett prayer circle at school.
Enjoy Lusk, so. She suddenly hands her mobile to me and goes,
you do it for me, will you?
I'm like, me?
You said it yourself. You don't actually mind lying. Just write her a text from me saying that I'm feeling a bit under the weather, better safe than sorry and blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, no, that's what I end up doing. I say I've got what feels like a cold coming on and I'm going to isolate until I can get a test done and it looks like Lusk will have to remain on the bucket list until another day. Carol Ann texts back straight away to say that's so typical of you to do the responsible thing and please mind yourself and you're going to be pleasantly surprised by Lusk when you hopefully one day see it. Anyway, the following day, we're all in the car when Surika's friend, Amy with an IE, rings.
Hey, Amy,
Surika goes.
I have you on speakerphone because I'm driving at the moment. We're off to Dundrum.
Dundrum, Amy with an IE goes. Should you even be out?
Why shouldn't I be out?
Carol Ann said you might have COVID.
Surika looks at me in like horror.
I forgot.
She silently mouths to me.
They work in Accenture together.
Honor looks up from her phone and goes,
Oh my God, Hill Air. Are you still there?
Amy with an IE goes.
Surika's like, Yeah, no, when I said I was going to Dundrum, I meant to get like tested.
I didn't know there was a testing centre in Dundrum.
Yeah, no, there is,
Surika goes.
Like I said, I'm on my way there now.
The founding member of the Madeline Sophie Barrett prayer circle, who couldn't lie, suddenly taking to it like a donkey to a strawberry patch. I'm sure Sister Consuelo would be very proud of her.
And you wouldn't have thought of like texting me, no?
Amy with an IE goes.
Surika's like, texting you?
To say you had symptoms. I saw you like 2 days ago. I'm a close contact, Surika.
Surika stares at me. She looks mad enough to legally kill me.
Oh my God, Honor goes. Funniest thing ever. And now I've driven all the way to Lusk,
Amy with an IE goes,
to see Carol Ann, because she's broken up with drunk Tony. And if you've given it to me, there's a very good chance that I've given it to her.
I'm pretty sure I did text you,
is all Surika can say.
But it mustn't have sent.
And what about everyone else who was at the barbecue? Chloe, Sophie, Lauren, did you tell them that you have symptoms?
And of course, the only sensible thing to do at that point is to bail on the lie and tell Carol Ann the truth. It was a holiday friendship that went too far, and the drunk Tony and the way he made us feel was the only reason we hung on for so long. But Surika doesn't say that. Instead, she goes,
I'll ring them all now and tell them I have symptoms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.